I've had people crying. We've had people, you know, we've had, it's been a very emotional and positive ride so far. It's been a great, it's been a, you know, the reception, I couldn't want for any more really at the moment. And the new songs are being revered just as much as the old.
The old stuff.
We're very happy.
Yeah,
you know?
Great. Okay. Can we have a little bit of history here, okay? So, because it was a long time ago now, you know. Lizzie finished. John Sykes went off and joined Whitesnake. Philo went on to form Grand Slam.
Yes.
With Brian Downey. And yourself. Brian Downey was there originally, right?
Yes.
And you were there originally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened was when they disbanded, Phil did a solo tour in Sweden. With John on guitar and Brian and Mark Stanway and Dosh basically did a solo tour for Phil. And then when Phil came back from that, he decided he wanted to put another band together, and that's when he called me. I knew Phil because I had the same management. I was in Wild Horses for a short period of time. And Phil had got up on stage with me several times, and I'd done some playing in the studio with him. So, I got the call. That's how the whole Grand Slam thing started.
And then, obviously, history happened, and what happened in '86, and that was the end of that, as it were. So why now, Lawrence? Why is it all happening again now in 2019/20?
Well, there isn't actually any reason for it to happen at this point, other than I've been playing on and off, but really and truly I've been, I got out of the industry for a while. I worked in the film industry for about 25 years, and last year I came to this, this whole thing that culminated in me deciding to get back into music and play music, because I thought it was a good time for me personally, my age and my every, you know, I didn't want to leave it too long, and I wanted to, I thought it was the right time for me to
have you kids
on doing this. I have got kids, yeah.
Have they grown up?
I have a 33-year-old daughter and a 20-year-old son.
Now it all makes sense. You've got some time to come back to it all.
There is that side of it. But I've been very lucky. You know, I mean, my main goal is actually to voice the songs that we wrote back then in a proper way, rather than have them out as what were at the time working
demos. Because there was
I've never been happy about. It's not been.
It wasn't the finished sound. It wasn't how it was supposed to be.
No, not in any way. And I didn't have anything to do with that. Those releases, I don't get any money from it, and I didn't okay it. So, if I had done anything previously, then I would have wanted it to be of a certain
standard,
professional level and standard to go out.
All right, let's come back to you working with Phil, because, you know, if you mention Phil Lynott in Ireland, everyone goes, oh, God, yeah, absolutely. Can you think of one outstanding memory or trait of Phil that you go, that's Phil for me?
There's quite a few. The memory I have of, because I was quite young then, I mean, one of the memories I have, which I've always thought of very fondly, is when I lived in the house in Hove with Phil for a while, and Philomena lived there. And, we'd go out to rehearsals, then we'd go end up down the Pink Elephant, and then we'd end up somewhere else, and then we'd go back. And she'd always be up, and it was, it was a bit like coming home to Mum.
Yeah.
And I've never seen Phil, the man he was, a big man too. As soon as Mum walked through the door, it was, he obeyed everything.
Yeah, the rock star.
She was a proper mum.
Yeah, the rock star persona would fall away and he'd just be the son again. Yeah.
Yes.
My mum is in the room. Keep it down. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, but she was as rock and roll as he was, you know.
She was, yeah. I mean, I love her. I mean, she was great. She was a seriously powerful woman in lots of ways.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Know, just her whole persona.
And so strong to do what she did back in those days, and you know, to bring him up by herself, and you know,
that's
fabulous.
A story and a half.
Yeah,
you know, the whole thing. You know, still having to deal with his side of it, but I mean, his mother having to, you know, go through that back in that day. Mm. She must have been a very, very strong.
Well, as you know, she used to say she would go up to the graveyard every day and give him a kick for breaking her heart. God love her. Yeah. And now she's gone too. She's up there with him. So a second bite at the cherry for Grand Slam. This is exciting. Did you ever consider, or did you ever think, or we don't have to talk about this if you don't want to, but with Doche, because again, he's had his troubles as well. Did you want him back in the lineup, or was he interested?
I mean, the thing is with Doche is I tried to contact Doche a couple of years ago and spoke to him, but unfortunately, I think his personal circumstances or whatever was going on with him didn't seem to me like he was
there
in a position to commit to anything long term or be, for want of a better word, in a reliable state.
Headspace.
So it wasn't that I didn't want him in the band. I mean, I did actually call him quite a few times.
The new old album is called Hit the Ground. There is a heap of songs that you've co-written with Phil, and we're finally getting to hear these properly as you wanted them to be heard and not in that demo form we talked about early. And then what about gigs? I mean, obviously you're on the road now, but are we going to see you this side of the Irish Sea?
You know, we are coming over there. We're looking at putting a whole set of gigs together. We're coming over there, I think it's in May.
Okay.
To do the Rory Gallagher tribute.
Great.
We're one of the headlines on there, which is great. And we are looking to put some gigs around that time, at least. We are getting quite a few inquiries for Ireland. So, obviously, I want to come back to Dublin. I want to play Dublin. That's obviously a stronghold for when we did it.
Mm.
I want to play, you know, I'd like to play everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, do a proper little tour there, or at least do, you know, a few gigs. Do the Rory gig, Gallagher gig. I mean, I love the place, and it's like, of course, I'd want to be back there. You know.
Yeah, of course you go. Of course you do. I mean, why wouldn't you?
And it's like coming home to this material as well.
Yes, it is. There'll be many a pint raised if you do come. And Philo will never be forgotten. He's got the coin here now. He's got the stamps this year. So it's a good time to be around, you know. Listen, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And have a good show tonight then in Newcastle. Safe journey.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And I hope to see you out there.